Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, the community is supporting the family of 5-year-old Chloe Fennell and calling for an end to gun violence in Durham.
I encourage you today not to say it's not my problem. It is your problem. It's all of our problems.
And how Chloe's family plans to honor her today as the man accused of shooting her will be in court.
And we are tracking showers and storms for us this afternoon and evening, but stronger storms on the way for Sunday. We'll talk about that risk coming up in a few minutes.
How much would it take for you to feel financial security? We break down a new survey that reveals the 6-digit salary most Americans say they would need. Tell you what, if you win Saturday's Powerball jackpot, $590 million, that would be financial security, right? Hey, well, we have a jackpot sunrise for you on this Friday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get things going, headed towards the weekend here. It's been hot all week. The numbers we're looking at, I mean, triple digit as far as feels like. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead.
Yeah, thankfully, at least we're starting off this morning relatively quiet. We have those temperatures in the 70s for most of us. And when you wake up with pictures like this on a Friday morning, hard to complain. It's just beautiful out there. We have a few clouds floating on through. This is Carolina Beach. A couple people out walking, enjoying here to start this Friday morning. As we take a look closer to home, this is Clinton. Same story. A few clouds in the distance. Roads are nice and dry at this point. They shouldn't have any issues there as far as rainfall this morning. The heat, though, will be our big story again today, as well as the chance for some strong to severe storms into Sunday. Today, we're looking at just regular old summertime storms this afternoon and evening. 102 is what it could feel like, though. Those feels like temperatures this afternoon going to certainly be cranking, though a shower and storm potential comes in mainly after about 3 to 4 o'clock. So we'll be watching that here. Does not look like a washout today, Brian, but we'll talk about that future cast here in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, just about 6:02 right now. We're still looking for signs of this crash at 40 and Carytown Boulevard. This may be on the ramp from Carytown Boulevard onto I-40 westbound. No sign of that on the camera out there. Sensors also are looking pretty good in that area, but Raleigh 911 says there may be some lanes blocked in that general vicinity, especially around the Carytown Boulevard interchange itself, not affecting traffic on I-40. Just something to keep in mind between Raleigh and Cary this morning. Also, we've been watching some delays on 440 westbound between the Wake Forest Road and Six Forks Road exits. This is all because of that overnight repaving work that continues there. Looks like they're wrapping up right now. Traffic not seeing any big backups at this point.
Brian, thanks. The family of 5-year-old Chloe Fennell is honoring her today. You can get a good idea of what her personality was like from these beautiful pictures. The community is rallying around the family and calling for action after she was shot and killed earlier this week. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning from Durham. And Kelsey, I just can't stop thinking about this family. This is so, so heartbreaking.
When you see stories like this, there's just really no words to say. And the Durham community is rallying around this grieving family after they just lost 5-year-old Chloe Fennell when she was shot and killed earlier this week. Her cousin, who was only 15 years old, Destiny Sidbury, was also shot and was seriously injured. A balloon release will be held here tonight at North Guthrie Avenue in Durham. And we've got some video to show you of a prayer vigil that was just done yesterday in honor of little Chloe's life. Chloe's friends and family say she was a bright and cheerful child who would brighten up any room. This shooting brings the number of children shot this year in Durham to more than 20. We've learned Sidbury covered her little cousin's body when shots fired on Wednesday.
By the time the officers arrived, Chloe was down. Destiny was struggling, but her couple of words she said was, you know, we've been shot, and that she also said, tell Brittany I tried.
And Brittany is Chloe's mother, and the man that you see on your screen right now, Brian Lester, is accused of the shooting, and he's expected in court later today. He's facing several charges, including first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder, and that balloon release will be held here tonight at 6 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
A new report today is expected to show that the U.S. job market is still hot. The Labor Department will release its findings for June. Previous data shows payrolls have been growing by hundreds of thousands of jobs each month of 2023. Economists say they expect this trend to continue for the last month as well. They predict jobs rose by another 240,000 in June. The unemployment rate is expected to be just below 3.6%.
The heartbroken mother of a Durham woman who died in a hit-and-run crash on I-40 says the family needs closure. She's telling her story only on WRAL. Diamond Powell's family discovered her body in an embankment off I-40 in Orange County on Wednesday, a day after that hit-and-run. Law enforcement says Powell was walking away from an earlier crash when she was then hit by a passing vehicle. Troopers are still trying to find that driver. Powell's mother, Tracy Green, says they are living a nightmare right now.
I watched them zip my baby up after she laid on a hill. Nobody helped her.
Law enforcement believes a tractor trailer may have hit Powell based on pieces of the vehicle found nearby.
Police plan to closely look through a New Bern neighborhood today, hoping to find any leads in the death of a one-year-old girl. Investigators say Naloni Sheptak and her 22-year-old father were shot Tuesday night. Officers say the girl died yesterday. They're expecting to provide more information on this case today at 1 p.m. As of this morning, there haven't been any arrests in the case, and we're told the girl's father has been released from the hospital now and is at home recovering.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are learning more about that deadly cargo ship fire on Wednesday in New Jersey. The president of the Newark Fire Officers Union is now saying in order to fight this blaze, the firefighters needed larger hoses. The union says not enough water was getting onto that fire, and it ultimately resulted in two firefighters' deaths. These are their pictures here. Six others were injured. They suffered burns, heat exhaustion, and smoke inhalation.
Michelle, thanks. Employees at public schools across the state are now legally entitled to paid parental leave, but details are still being worked out. The Department of Public Information proposed new rules that are largely similar to ones already in place for other state employees. According to the Board of Education's attorney, a teacher must be with a school system for 12 straight months before they qualify for leave. The State Board of Education is set to vote on the rules in August.
Elon Musk is threatening to sue Meta over its new app that competes with Twitter. Musk's legal team sent a cease and desist order to stop using what he calls Twitter trade secrets in a new app called Threads. He alleges Meta hired former Twitter employees to develop the app. Meta says no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee. This morning at 7 on Today, what is next in this social media battle?
It's hard to say exactly how serious this is until it gets into the court, and we see what the actual accusations in the evidence to support this is.
Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg says more than 30 million people signed up for Threads in the first 24 hours.
Heads up, parents. New science standards for North Carolina's K through 12 students will push for more hands-on learning. The State Board of Education approved its first update to the state's science standards since 2009. The main change is to rephrase the standards to encourage more interactive lessons. It's part of the state's effort to emphasize scientific and engineering practices in everyday learning. Schools will start implementing the new standards this year with full implementation during the 2024-25 school year. The wildfire that's burned for weeks in eastern North Carolina is fully contained. Investigators still aren't sure what caused it, but they do believe people are to blame. The fire was first spotted back in April. It's burned over 32,000 acres in the Croatan National Forest. Surrounding acres like Greenville, Kinston, and Washington all saw code red and code orange air quality alerts as a result. The U.S. Forest Service reports spending $12 million for the effort.
More than $1 billion is on the line for the upcoming lottery drawings today and tomorrow. For the Mega Millions jackpot, it's at $427 million. That drawing is tonight right here on WRAL just before our 11 o'clock news. The Powerball jackpot is even bigger, $590 million. That drawing is Saturday night, also on WRAL.
Of course, Jeff, winning the jackpot will make someone very rich, but short of that, how much money would you need to feel financially secure? Well, up next, we'll take a look at the results of a new survey that's giving us a better look at just how much money people think they need.
Also coming up, a new effort to lower your health care costs. The plan the Biden administration is revealing today.
And it is going to be another hot and humid day with feels like temperatures close to triple digits, 102 as we head to about 4 o'clock. I'll talk about how the weekend feels and storm chances coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is just about 6:13 on this Friday morning when we continue to track that chance of a few afternoon and evening showers and storms. Coverage today and tomorrow, about a 40% chance. So certainly not a slam dunk or anything I would cancel plans for, but it's enough where you may want to just have that umbrella in the back of the car just in case so you don't get caught off guard. Sunday, though, we do have a level 2 risk of strong to severe storms. That chance bumps up a little bit into Sunday afternoon. We'll talk about that here the next time we meet, but I want to go over today as you're planning your Friday, starting off nice and quiet this morning. There's 7 o'clock, looking great out the door for any of those morning plans, maybe going for a walk. Lunchtime also looking good. It will be hot this afternoon, though. Feels like temperatures near 100. And there are the showers and storms that start to bubble up there as we head after about 4 to 5 o'clock.
Anthony, it's now 6:13 as we check traffic around the triangle. A report of a disabled vehicle over in Knightdale on Smithfield Road. Not seeing any big problems because of that. And we have very light traffic volume around the triangle this morning. We had that earlier crash reported at Carytown Boulevard at I-40. It looks like that has cleared in the past few minutes, so that's some good news. Elsewhere around the triangle, as we take a look at those major approaches into Durham, no big delays on I-40 in either direction heading into South Durham.
Thanks, Brian. President Joe Biden says he wants to put more money back in your pockets by lowering health insurance costs. The White House announced a new plan this morning. It includes cracking down on junk insurance, new rules against surprise medical billing, and new steps to protect people from unfair medical debt. Federal officials say almost 19 million seniors will save $400 a year on prescription drugs when the administration's new plan goes in place.
OceanGate, the owner of the submersible that imploded during a voyage to the Titanic, has suspended all of its exploration and commercial operations. All 5 people on board the Titan submersible, including OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, died in that implosion. The Titan made it nearly 2 hours into a planned dive to reach the remains of the Titanic. It eventually lost contact with its mothership on June 18th.
The Cumberland County Health Department wants parents to prepare early for back to school, so they're hosting a health clinic next week on Saturday, July 15th. You can stop by the Public Health Center in Fayetteville between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Vaccines will be available for all students K through 12, and no appointment is needed.
The verdict is still out on whether money can buy happiness. But one thing we can agree on is that it can at least provide financial security. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with a look at a new survey that's giving us a better look at just how much money Americans think they need in order to live comfortably. Ken.
You know, Renee, Americans say they need to make, on average, $233,000 a year to feel financially secure. This is all based on a Bankrate survey. I mean, let's face it, with inflation being what it is and everything costing more these days, people are paying close attention to their household budget. People are also concerned about other economic factors, including inflation, rising interest rates, and not saving enough. Well, let's look at some other results of this survey by the numbers. Americans say they would need to make $483,000 a year to achieve financial freedom. Now, with that in mind, the median income for full-time year-round workers was a little more than $56,000 a year in 2021. And more than 2,500 people took part in this survey by Bankrate. 72% reported not currently feeling financially secure, but less than half say they expect to someday. Now, financial experts say paying off credit card debt and sticking to your household budget can help ease that financial concern.
No need to be rich to enjoy some fun in the triangle this weekend.
Here's a look at your best bets from WRL's Out and About. Let's start with First Friday in downtown Raleigh. Head to Moore Square tonight for their monthly market and movie night. There will be food trucks, vendors, games, and live music. Starting at 7:30 p.m., there will be a free screening of Men in Black.
On Saturday, it's a superhero event in Raleigh. The Geek and Grub Monthly Market will be held at Fred Fletcher Park from 6 to 10 p.m. There'll be superhero meet and greets, games, comic book themed competitions, and local vendors. And admission is free.
And a popular comedian is taking the stage in Durham for two nights. Emmy Award winner John Oliver will be performing at the Durham Performing Arts Center Saturday and Sunday. Durham is one of only eight cities on his U.S. tour. To find out more about these events and others, go to WREL.com, search Out and About. It is 6:17, and we have a gorgeous sunrise to kick off our Friday, but we do have some unsettled weather to look out for. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is tracking the big picture.
Yeah, at this point, we're looking pretty good, big picture-wise, as far as any big storm systems on the way. We do have a cold front that's currently back to the west, pushing through portions of Tennessee. And you see in our neck of the woods, we have kind of a disturbance, bit of a low-pressure system going offshore. Really no big storm systems, though, set to impact us today. It's going to be the very typical summertime. You get the heat and humidity. They bubble up. They take advantage of that. They pass on through, bring some pretty heavy downpours in some spots, and then we lose that daytime heating, and they fizzle out. So let's walk through future cast here. This is a look across the state, of course, as you're planning. Maybe you're heading to the mountains or the beaches. Looking pretty good over the next couple of hours. We see a nice dry forecast. There's lunchtime, just a few clouds hanging around, mostly sunny skies by that point. Later on this afternoon, though, you notice the cloud cover may start to increase just a little bit, but I still think we'll go for partly cloudy skies. Isolated shower and storm chances, though, do start to ramp up, and especially as we head into this evening, let's say 5, 6, 7 o'clock or so late this afternoon as well. We'll watch for some of these to get going. By no means is it a complete washout. In fact, you look and see there definitely is some drier time in between those pockets, but it's like we've been seeing the past couple of days, and I can't rule it out completely. The other big story you will notice is going to be the heat. We're still feeling like 102 this afternoon. Feels like temperatures with us for today, tomorrow, into Sunday, likely very close to those triple digit feels like values. There's where we're headed actual air temperature wise, 95 for us this afternoon, 91 into Saturday, 90 on Sunday. We can't rule out shower and storm chances really every single day. Sunday looks like the best chance though into Sunday afternoon, and we also have that chance of some strong to severe storms. We're under a level 2 out of 5 risk right now from the Storm Prediction Center. There's a lot of factors that go into this forecast, and so I want to show you kind of one model's look at this. So we'll start off Sunday morning. There could be a decent amount of cloud cover. Any and all cloud cover that we can get to hang with us Sunday morning would really help to limit that severe potential during the afternoon. If you wake up, you see some sunshine peeking through, that may lead to some stronger storms as well because they have that fuel to work with. There's 2 o'clock. We start to watch this line potentially coming in. Looks like maybe some gusty winds. By no means is it a big severe threat for us, but I want to make you aware that's going to be a day here to at least plan ahead, and just we'll keep you covered here at the station, of course, as we go into Sunday. There's where we're headed though the next 7 days. So we have a front coming through on Monday. You see that noticeable temperature change, or at least compared to where we've been at 85, 91 Saturday, 90 on Sunday. We look relatively dry there, Brian, as we head into next week, but certainly a bit unsettled here into the weekend.
And plenty hot. It is now 6:20 as we take a look at traffic. We do have a disabled vehicle reported in Knightdale on Smithfield Road, just north of the 64 business intersection there. Not seeing big delays with that. Just look out for maybe some police activity there on the side of the road. Elsewhere around the triangle, looking good on those major routes. No delays on I-40 through Wake, Durham, or Orange County this morning. As we zoom into 440 at Wake Forest Road, traffic's building on that westbound side, but we're not seeing any delays, and some earlier backups we've been tracking because of that repaving job also have cleared. On the south side of Durham, we're looking good on I-40. It looks all clear between 15501 and 885 right now.
Thanks, Brian. Free vaccines may no longer be an option for your children. We'll tell you why the CDC says it'll be cutting federal funding for the program.
And there's a renewed call to lower your energy bills. How some businesses in the state are pushing for lawmakers to get involved.
And here are your North Carolina lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
While you were sleeping, Taylor Swift fans weren't.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending and why they weren't.
Yeah, they were busy listening to her latest re-recorded album called Speak Now, which dropped at midnight. has 22 tracks with six never-before-heard songs from Swift's music catalog. And Swifties were quick to notice a change in the lyrics from the song Better Than Revenge, taking out a diss that does not align with Swift's more mature feminist views.
Yes, the adult Swiftie out there right now. So the line went something like, she's better known for what she does on the mattress. And it changed now. She says, he was a moth to the flame. She was holding the matches. There you have it.
Okay. Take note of that when I get
home. Melody's still the
same,
though.
I guess it rhymes, yeah.
A Barbie milkshake transforming people on TikTok. One sip is all it takes to turn you into a Barbie girl. Heavens to Betsy. This is all part of the excitement for the new Barbie movie that comes out later this month.
Can I just say the Barbie marketing machine has been on fire. Wow, they have that Malibu life-size dream house that you can, you know, book a stay. They partnered with Xbox for Barbie video games. And now this, all to make you go see the movie when it comes out. We'll see if it works.
It's a machine. A
lot of pink.
Yeah, a lot of that. Brian, thank you. NBA star rookie Victor Wembanyama will make his summer league debut tonight in Las Vegas against Charlotte. There is some controversy, though, off the court. Britney Spears says a member of his security team hit her in the face. She says it happened when she tried to get a picture with Wembanyama at a restaurant. He says he didn't know what happened, but someone grabbed him from behind. Spears says she just tapped him on the shoulder. She filed a police report and wants a public apology.
The jobs report for June out this morning. Coming up, I'll tell you what experts believe we're going to be going. And we are looking ahead to the weekend forecast, where it's certainly going to be hot and humid, including, though, the chance of some storms. I'll show you when they could be strong to severe coming up.
The family of a five-year-old girl killed in a shooting is getting support from the Durham community. How they plan to honor the little girl today, as a man accused of killing her will be in court.